The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to another online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the small and micro cap markets today. And to that end, we're speaking with Hero Technologies Incorporated. They are traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol HENC. And we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer for the company, Gina Circasevich. Gina, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks so much for taking time to call in and speak to your shareholders, as well as our listeners. Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with your company yet, let's talk a little bit about the business model and the markets that your company operates in.
Sure. Well, to start, Hero Technologies is a relatively newly formed cannabis operator. The company is focusing on expansion of its current operations and its future growth in industry. Having said that, the business model includes licensing and processing operations of facilities, sale of products, and technological development. Essentially a seed-to-sale organization with multiple cultivation, processing, and dispensary assets. The objective is to be a low-cost national and internationally branded company and become a true MSO or a multi-state operator. Last year, near the start of the company, both Highly Relaxing and the assets of B Brokers under Veteran Hemp Co. were acquired. Both of these entities gave Hero a foot in the door to establish itself as a cannabis player. Since then, the biggest advancement was becoming the majority stakeholder in Black Box Systems and Technologies. I'm not sure if you've spoken with our COO of Black Box yet, or you may in the future, and he'll be able to provide you with more details about it. But in brief, Black Box is an aeroponic cannabis cultivation system and provides many efficiencies in growing and cultivating large flowering plants in environmental growth chambers, all based on a proprietary aeroponic technology. So we believe once this is in place, we're certain it will give Hero a competitive advantage.
Outstanding. Well, listeners, I want you to learn more about the company. Visit their website at Hero Technologies Inc. That's INC.com. HeroTechnologiesInc.com. And of course, visit us here at the Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab, and there in alphabetical order, you will see Hero Technologies Incorporated. And again, right at the top under the investment considerations, rapidly positioning itself as a multi-state operator. That's the MSO Gina was referring to. You can also learn more about the Black Box Systems. And I want you to also know that here in North America, it provides the largest revenue share in the cannabis industry, accounting for 91% of the global market in 2020. We've seen a little bit, maybe a pullback in some of the enthusiasm that we saw 10 years ago when this was a novel concept and Colorado came on in the early 2000s. But really, this is where the rubber hits the road for companies like yours, and they do it by not being a one-trick pony. Having an extended history, I think it's important to point out you were founded in 2004 and you have a seasoned management team. Let's start with you, Gina. Tell us a little bit about yourself and let's talk about the team around you as well.
Sure. Well, I'm primarily in the accounting and finance area. I was CFO of Holloman Energy Corporation, the company that was purchased by Hero Technologies, or the shell of that company, to start the cannabis operations. They asked me to come on board and help them through the transition and then asked me to be CEO as well going forward. So I appreciate that. We also have CEO Mark Cassabasic, who is the CEO of Black Box, on which Hero owns a 51% investment with. he has worked as an R&D engineer and a cannabis engineer, and his research and experience over the years was applied to developing cannabis systems and aeroponic technology, of which our Black Box system is based upon. Our senior advisor, Black Box, is Hank Pilak. He has many years of cultivating and growing cannabis hydroponically and aeroponically. So with co-founder Mark Cassabasic, he has achieved a system that grows aeroponically high-quality, clean cannabis at a very low cost. I won't go on about each valuable member on our team, but we do have our bases covered from all aspects of the company, from marketing to legal specialists. And, of course, more team members and background information can be found on our website that you mentioned earlier at herotechnologiesinc.com.
Yeah, it's a great website. You can look at the Our Companies and Our Team tab, and you will learn about everything Gina just overviewed for you. Well, Gina, let's look back at 2021. We're entering that holiday season of 2021, so that means we're in calendar quarter four already. Where did it go? I don't know. But tell me a little bit about the milestones for the company as you see them here in 2021.
Well, in addition to what was mentioned, the largest accomplishment I think this year would be that Black Box has as an entity, received the three needed licenses in the first step of the medicinal use cannabis licenses in Michigan. So they have accomplished that pre-qualification required. That includes like the one-step, one adult use license, and one-step, one medicinal use license, and the three conditional medicinal use licenses in Pulaski. This allows us to cultivate cannabis and at least proceed with our current plans or smaller plans so we can start generating revenue.
Well, very good, listeners. Once again, going to the website, clicking on Our Companies, we've talked a little bit about Black Box Systems Technologies, LLC. We haven't talked much about Highly Relaxing, and I'd love to learn a little bit more about Veteran Hempco. Tell me what you're doing with our U.S. servicemen and veterans.
Well, both of those entities are primarily kind of the front of everything that we'll be doing. So all the dispensary assets there, the products we'll be able to sell going forward, it's the retail side, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Once we start with the growth in Michigan and our own indoor and outdoor growth operations, we'll be able to link that over to both Highly Relaxing and Be Brokers to sell going forward.
So that's a great operational goal right there. Looking at the end of 2021 and, of course, early into 2022, as the CEO, can we get a little bit of your operational goals for the company moving forward?
Sure. Our goals for the remainder of 2021, like you mentioned, there's not much left of it. And the first quarter of 2022 is to acquire financing or be on the way to obtaining financing, whether through equity or debt capital, in order to purchase the property we've located in Michigan. And turn progress with Sarah's Greenhouse Solutions. They were awarded the contract for greenhouse construction, and we have been working with them on the design and construction detail. So once we've gotten those financing in place and the capital raised, we'll be able to start the construction phase of the greenhouses to go forward.
Well, listeners, I want you to take a close look at the company. Do so via the Investor Brand Network, via Hero Technologies, Inc. You can reach out to the company directly at their email, info@herotechnologiesinc.com. And of course, 302-538-4165. Once again, we're speaking with Gina Circusevich of Hero Technologies. Gina, thanks so much for your time, your insight, your candor regarding your exciting company. We look forward to great things from you and your entire team at Hero Technologies here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And you as well. For Gina Circusevich, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice.
As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.